Ready? So we had a little bit of a discussion today of the person who makes a commitment of sorts to do something of a kenyan, but it falls short in terms of the actual standards that would be, make it binding. But there may be something still that the person can be faulted for. So the truth is that there's a siman in Shulchan Aruch, siman Reish Dalet, Nechoshen Mishpat, and the heading of this siman is Emasai Mekabel HaChozer Bo Mishapara Umasai Nikra Mechusar Amana. There are two levels of situations where, in both cases, you're technically not bound by what you expressed and what you did, but you're a bad guy, let's just say. So there's what's called mechusar amana, and then there's a higher level of stringency, and that's called mishapara. So l'mashal, you look in the Shulchan Aruch there, Reish Dalet, Choshen Mishpat, mishan nasan damim, you gave money, but you didn't do mishicha on the metaltelin. And the halacha is that you're not kona until you do mishicha. Nevertheless, if anyone is chozer at that point, it's not a Jewish thing to do. The chayev would kabel mishapara. And then you have something less than that, and that would be where you gave your word, but it wasn't even that you gave a kinyan which was not going to work because you needed to do mishicha. That would be called b'chusar amana. And then there are a lot of details, and you can look in the Shulchan Aruch. This idea of mishapara, so then, the sugyas are in Bav Metzia, in Perek Hazav, but I'm going to read it from the Shulchan Aruch. It's based on the Gemara there in Daf Memches in Bav Metzia. What's this nusach of mishapara? We all know mishaberach, right? Mishaberach avasenu hu yivarech. This is the mirror image of that. Mishapara hu yifra from this person. Ketzah mekabel mishapara, says the Shulchan Aruch. Orin also bebezdin. He gets issued a curse in bezdin. Ve'omrim. And this is the nusach that, again, you find in Daf Memches in Bamitzia. Mishapara me'an shedar hamabul. Ume'anshe dor haflaga, ume'anshe sidom va'amora, this week's parasha, ume mitzrayim shetavu bayam. So there are four things mentioned. The one who gave punishment to dor hamabul, dor haflaga, anshe sidom va'amora, and mitzrayim in the yamsuf. Hu yifram mimisha eina omed bedibura. Kachu lashin of misha para. Interesting thing. A lot of details as well, but now the nusach itself. Why these four things being mentioned? Says the Sma, and he quotes what he says in the Prisha. He writes it in the Sma over here, Sivkat and Ches. The Prisha Kasavti, in the Drisha, and the Prisha on the tour, Reish Dalet Choshen Mishpat, I explained, the Nirali, the Nakat Hani, these four things are mentioned. Dor HaMabo, Dor HaFloga, Anshe Stom VaAmora, and Mitzrayim Bayam. Mishum debahani nisparse mashkachas Hashem Yisborach al maisim haroim divnei adam. Through these onshin that Hashem meted out, Hashem's hashkacha was publicized. Uparo lehen bepumbi ufi masei, and it was a mida kenegen mida. Everyone saw the schar v'onesh. Umehai taima mishum hachi amu mitzvam shetavu bayam nit tviya bayam was mamesh mida kenegen mida. Because they wanted to, they threw the Bnei Yisrael Layam, and therefore all these things have in it the idea of Hashgachas Hashem. So says the Sma. The Aruch HaNer in Sukkah, the end of Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis, he happens to quote there this Gemara, and he has his own take on the four examples given. He says as follows. He says, through these four punishments, we see Hashem showed how he has total control over all different aspects of the world. And you see in these various punishments different aspects of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses to express his onesh. And that is through the Dalet Yesodos, the four basic aspects that brought creation into existence. And that's because Dor HaMabul was through Mayim. Mayim was one of the four elements in the world. The Dor HaFloga was Beruach. Like it says in the Medrash, Tehillim, Lokin, Hoshamkim, Kamos Hashem Tetfenu Ruach. They were spread out. So that's the Bechina of Ruach. The Dor HaFloga, the Nefotsu Baruach. Anshe Sedom, as the Pasuk says, Gofris Va'esh Min HaShemayim, that's Esh. And Mitzrayim, he says, was Ba'ofar, because it says that the Yamsuf got a little muddy with the water and Chomer, and they were drowning in the mud, and therefore it was the fourth of the four elements. This is the Aruch HaNer. Slightly different angle is mentioned by the Gra in Aderes Eliyahu. This is more Kabbalistic, so I don't fully understand it, but I'll read it. The Gra in Aderes Eliyahu in Parshas Bishalach and also in Parshas Ekev. Now, apparently he was not Goris Bayam, because you'll see what he says here. He says there were three aspects, and all three were combined in Makas Barad in Mitzrayim. So he may have been Goris Mitzrayim without Bayam. And he writes, "Gomashal Makas Barad." And Anishalechas Koma Gefosai Elibcha. He says Hashem has three messengers that He sends out through those messengers, Onshin in the world, and they are Mayim, Ruach, and Esh. Shebehem Nifram Herishoyim. Mayim, Ruach, Esh. Bedor HaMabul, Dor HaFloga, and Sidon. Makas Barad had all three. He Kolos, Uvarad, and Esh. Kolos is Ruach. Barad is Mayim, and Tiarach Esh is Esh. And that's what it says, is Koma Gefosai. So here you have the Nusach of Misha Parah, says the Gra. L'chein Misha Eina Omid B'Diburo, says the Gra here. Dibur HaAdam comprises these three elements. Again, not fully understanding it, you can think about it. Dibur HaAdam includes Esh, Mayim, Ruach. That's Dibur. L'chein, Misha in Omen B'Diburo has the three. Misha Parah Midor HaMabul, that's Mayim. Midor HaFloga is Ruach. Me'anshi Sidom, Ba'esh. Umi Mitzrayim, he doesn't have Bayam, because they had all three, by Makas Bar. Hu Yifra, Misha in Omen B'Diburo. Kachu the Gra. This is a little bit above my pay grade, but just to think about something interesting regarding Sidom and the Onesh of Sidom. The Pasuk says, Hashem Hinter al Sodom Gofris Va'esh Min Hashemai. But the Pasuk says, Hashem Hinter al Sodom Va'al Amora. Now we know that there were actually five cities, four of which were destroyed initially. Soar was the fifth one which was speared, at least initially, because Lot begged that he go, that it was too much for him to go Ahara. So Hashem, or the Malach, said to him, fine, we'll spear Soar at least for now. But we have these five cities. Sodom, Amora, Adma, Tzvoyin, and Soar. They mention the Parshas Noach in the boundaries of Bnei Cham. It's mentioned in the Melchama of the kings in Parshas Lech Lecha. There were the five kings, and it gives you their names, except for the Melech Bela. Melech Bela doesn't have his name mentioned, but it has Bera Melech Sodom, Birsha Melech Amora, Shinav Melech Adma, Shem Ever Melech Tzvoyin, Umelech Bela Hit Soar. And they were the five kings. Now you read about Avram Avinu being told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zaka Sodom Va'amora Ki Rabba. What about the other cities? Zaka Sodom Va'amora Ki Rabba. And then Avram is begging 50, 45, 40, and Rashi has a cheshbin. Avram was thinking to divide the numbers over the cities to distribute in such a way that he could save one city, two cities, three cities. That's how Rashi learns it. The Ramban learns that it was really to save everything. And then you have this pasuk, Hashem Himter al Sodom ba'al Amora Gafris Ve'esh. So there are Rishonim, like the Radak, that says that really it's everything is everything. Zaka Sodom ba'amora ki rabba, says the Radak, Chen Shar Eretz Chameshes HaMelachim, Ki Kula Nishchasa B'chatasam, it's all included. V'chein Amar Moshe Rabbeinu Parshas Nitzavim, Kema Pechas, Sodom ba'amora Adma Utzvoyim. It talks about all four. And the Pasuk actually says, Vayafoches he'orim ha'el. It says these cities. It means, of course, all four, at least initially all four of the five, were turned over. But he says, of course, it's all of them. Avozoches Sodom v'amora, kihem rashi ha'mamlocho sa'ele, ustom ha'y sa'em v'kulam. And he quotes the Pasuk in Yecheskel, how wicked they were. But it's stom uvno seha. Rashi also says that in Emtsa v'stom chamishim tzadikim, Rashi Gemara v'sedra, you know the Rashi. Rashi says, why is it in Emtsa v'stom chamishim tzadikim? Because that was a metropolis. And all the other cities were like suburbs of Sodom. But the Pasuk seems to highlight Sodom and Amora. When the Pasuk says, Hashem himtir al Sodom v'al Amora gafris v'esh, so the Radak seems to assume that the gafris v'esh was on that as well. So the Radak writes that you have to assume that it was also on Chavoseha as well, on the other ones. But Lamaisa, the Lashna Pasuk is mashma not that way. It could be, if you read the Pasuk, and I think the Rugged Shavar is Medaik this also, and he goes in his own direction, that all four cities were turned over. But apparently Sodom v'Amora was singled out for the Esh. And that's what the Mishapara says, Mishapara me'anshe Sodom v'Amora. And according to the Gra and the Aruch HaNer, we're talking about the Mida of Esh. There was Haficha, Kemapecha Sodom v'Amora ad Ma'utzvoyim. That was all four. But Gafris v'Esh was Dafka on Sodom v'Amora. What could be the reason? The source interesting thing, and one of the Sichas of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I forget what year it was, happened to come across it, Yoschus Mestama. He says, interesting thing, the Lashon HaPasuk in Lech Lecha is that they had names, four of the five kings, the name is mentioned in the Chumash, and Rashi darshins from the Medrash what the name was based on. So you have Bera Melech Sodom, Birsha Melech Amora, Shem Ever, and Shinov and Shem Ever. So Rashi brings from the Medrash, Bera means Ra L'Shemayim V'Ra L'Brios, Beis Ra, doubly bad, L'Shemayim V'Ra L'Brios. Birsha means Nis'ala Beresha, so his wickedness was even more elevated, not just Bera, but Birsha, so it's more, it's intensifying what we just said. Both of those expressions speak to double evil, L'Shemayim V'Ra L'Brios, right? Bera, Bezra, and Birsha is just even making more that way. Two. Shinav, Soni of Sheba Shemayim. That's more Bin Adam Lamakam. Shem Ever, he wants to take wings and go up to fight against Hashem. He wants to say that Adma Utsvoyim, their sin was predominantly Bin Adam Lamakam and that alone, not as much Bin Adam Chavero. Stone Ba'amora, who's Hashem said to Avram, Zaka Stavma Kiraba, the story about the Riva Achas, because it was also Ben Adam Machaveru. As we know by Dor HaMabul, that they were destroyed because of Chamas, which made it even, that became the Iker, the Katreg, the Gezel, Ben Adam Machaveru. Could be that differentiates Stom Vamora from the other two, that it was not just, they had a little bit of everything, I'm sure they must have had terrible Averis, Ben Adam Machaveru too, but not to the same extent. The Iker was Ben Adam Machaveru. Just one last interesting marmokum is the Ramban. The Ramban, you know, came to Eretz Yisrael at the end of his life, and he added things to his Perush al HaTorah. And the Ramban writes that the Mishpat Sodom Amora was not Stam that they did Averis. A lot of places have Averis, but the mile of Eretz Yisrael. And it was a lesson for us about the significance of Eretz Yisrael and how Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tolerate in Eretz Yisrael Ovei Avera, as we know from the Pesukim in Chumash as well. And the mile of Eretz Yisrael was why these cities were slated for destruction because of the Averas, Torah Averas that they did. Good Shabbos.